and then the productivity. How much have you benefited from working with a guy like that?
Tremendously. I mean, you like being around, you know, one of the best in the game, to, you know, day in and day out. You know, you learn so much about just consistency and, you know, working hard at, but working smart and working, you know, hard at in a way that's going to be beneficial to you.
We've got an Ironman down, and we're talking about being a specialist and yet being a part of the 53. One of the things Bill's always said about both kickers here is that they're football players. Whereas you get a perception of other teams sometimes, or maybe that's not necessarily the case. What is it about this particular team that makes it 53 as one? And that includes the specialists as much as those linebackers, running backs, or sports.
I mean, I can't speak for the whole team. I mean, I know walking around the locker room, I feel like a member of the team. You know, welcome just like anybody else. So, but you know, I can't speak for everyone else.
Of course, you're the only guy here who wears a military uniform, and this is a time when the NFL is saluting the men and women of our armed forces. We're a week away from Veterans Day. We'll talk about how meaningful that holiday is for you, as it should be for all of us, but in particular someone who wears the uniform of the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous month for, you know, for veterans in general, and, you know, it's a very special time, obviously, for there to be such recognition on a big stage. You know, Veterans Day is obviously, you know, one of the most special holidays we have. You know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, anything where, you know, we recognize, you know, where the people who have done so much for our country and, you know, the what our country's come from as well. So, you know, as far as myself, I take pride in wearing the uniform. You know, I'm excited to go out there and, you know, have the salute to service stuff and have more active duty members on the field and everything like that. I'm pretty excited for that.
How much pride do you think your former classmates and teammates at the Naval Academy, many of whom are still serving in harm's way now, guys who graduated before you and women who graduated before you, how much pride do you think they have? Have they conveyed to you?
Yeah,
carrying the banner into the NFL for them.
I've had a lot of teammates and former teammates, former classmates, reach out and, you know, previous alumni, a lot of people reach out and, you know, tell me how much they're supporting me and that, you know, and that means so much to me. The fact is that like, there's a part of me that, like, you know, I see what they're doing out there and I, you know, it's like everybody plays their part and, you know, to know that they're out there, you know, doing so much for our country and they still take the time to watch games and just reach out and, you know, send a note saying that they're excited to see me and stuff like that. It means a lot.
When you're down in Newport, Rhode Island, fulfilling your responsibilities for the Navy at the U.S. Naval Academy Prep School, do people look at you as Joe Cardona, New England Patriot, or do they look at you as Joe Cardona, Henson in the U.S. Navy?
I mean, first and foremost, I'm wearing the uniform. I am an ensign, and I'm a naval officer while I'm down there, or, you know, in general, full time. But, you know, they obviously can't escape it. It's New England. I mean, that's it's just a part of the area. A lot of people take pride in the Patriots. So, it's you know, they definitely there's a part of that there too.
What questions from inside this locker room? Do you guys talk to you about your experience in particular when they mingle with men and women? Do they relate it to you in any way?
Yeah, here and there. I mean, it's definitely a small community as far as just, you know, reaching out to the military and military members and veterans. So it's I love hearing about, you know, guys having contact with, you know, our nation's heroes.
Is Joe Bellino